This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about a triangular UFO over Sunrise, Florida. That's correct, a triangular UFO seen over Sunrise, Florida. Now, this article comes to us from mitechnews.com. It says, triangular UFO seen over Florida. On the night of March 17th, 2023, a peculiar UFO sighting took place in Sunrise, Florida, leaving residents and UFO enthusiasts intrigued and seeking answers. Eyewitnesses reported seeing three unidentified flying objects forming a distinct triangular formation in the night sky. Now, they have a video here from this, looks like a doorbell camera or some kind of, you know, one of these home security cameras. It's black and white footage. And you see these three orbs in formation. I'm not sure if they're three individual orbs, if they're actually lights on the corners of this triangular craft. It just very slowly, silently moves across the sky. Really compelling video. It goes on, it says, the extraordinary sighting, which occurred around 9:30 p.m., was captured on two different recording devices, a home security Ring camera and a smartphone. This lends further credibility to the event as a multiple perspective provides corroborating evidence of the unusual aerial phenomena. It's always great when we get multiple video evidence because, as I said, you're getting it from two different perspectives, and it also makes it a lot more reliable as evidence because that means you have multiple eyewitnesses who actually record the event. It says the video shows three bright glowing orbs hovering steadily in the sky, forming what appears to be a perfect triangle. These mysterious objects flew slowly for several minutes, allowing ample time for witnesses to observe and record their presence. As the event unfolded, two of the three UFOs suddenly vanished from sight, leaving only one remaining in the sky. This unusual occurrence was also captured on both videos, adding to the overall mystique of the sighting. Fascinating stuff. I'm going to put these links to these articles over at the website, Buy Me a Coffee, and you can take a look at this video there at the link. It's really neat. Now, I want to look at a couple other reports on this right now. So, Sunrise, Florida is located just west of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, right along the Everglades, it looks like. And so, this thing, I think, would have plenty of places to hide if that's what it wanted to do. Now, the next account comes to us from Coast to Coast AM, written by Tim Banal. It says, an intriguing piece of footage from Florida shows a trio of lights that appear to be the points of a triangular UFO floating across the night sky. The strange incident was reportedly captured on March 17th by the doorbell cameras at a residence in the community of Sunrise. The intriguing footage begins with a glowing orb entering into view. And as it moves further into the sky, it is joined by a pair of other lights, which together form a triangle. When the formation crosses the halfway point of the horizon, two of the illuminations appear to vanish, though they may have simply floated behind some clouds. Of course, you know, we can keep in mind that if you have three objects, three orbs, whatever, and they're flying in any formation other than a straight line, it's going to form a triangle, right? But this thing does look like a what you would think of as that triangle-shaped UFO that we're all so familiar with. I like the point they bring out that this thing could have gone behind some clouds. That could explain why these lights disappeared. Maybe they went off. Maybe it was from the weather. Who knows? But you can clearly see that in the video. And like I said, I'll post a link to that at the Buy Me a Coffee website. I'll also send a Twitter out. You can follow from there. It says, based on noise made from a car in the footage, it would appear that the curious anomaly in the sky did not make any sound. To that end, many online observers have compared the oddity seen in the video to the silent black triangle craft that has been repeatedly reported by witnesses in the past and are now believed by many to be some kind of secret military technology. Now, I've talked about my own experience many times on the podcast about how a friend and I were coming home late at night. We've been out messing around. And he was, of course, a complete non-UFO believer, and we've seen one of these triangle craft coming across the horizon from the east to the west, in a very rural area. And it just became so intrigued by it that he pulled the car over and we got out and stood along the shoulder of the road, you know, here at, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and watched this thing fly overhead. You could see the red lights on it, on each corner of the triangle, and it just very slowly passed over. Well, slower than a jet airplane, say, but at a quick enough pace that it traveled a good distance in a couple of minutes. It went over us, and it just about the time it got over the top of us, it just made a turn, almost a right angle turn, and went off to the north at a much quicker speed. Very strange. I mean, you could clearly make out the outlines of this thing. Even though it was dark, there was no really moon that I can recall. It was just a very dark night. Very little light pollution because we're out in the middle of nowhere. And you could see the stars. And you could just see this. You could barely make out this black triangular shape against the night sky. I suppose you could make it out simply because it blocked out the starlight. And it wasn't that big. I guess I would say that if I had to estimate the size of it, it would be about the size of a fighter jet. But it was at a far lower altitude than what you would expect a jet to fly at. It was going way too slow to be any kind of, even a Cessna airplane, really, I think. And it didn't make any noise, just like they said here. So, you know, it would almost seem like, yeah, it could be some sort of thing they're testing out, but why would they test it in places where it could be seen at if it's secret? I don't know. It's just strange. I don't have the answers for it. It says, more skeptical viewers will undoubtedly suggest that what was filmed over sunrise was either lanterns or drones, with an additional possibility being a digital creation. Not lanterns, not drones. Lanterns certainly could not fly in formation like this. That's just silly. And as far as the drones come, they're far too luminescent for that, and they're not making any noise. Drones are noisy. It says, with an additional possibility being a digital creation, what's your take on the weird durable footage? And then it has a place where you can share your thoughts with the Coast to Coast audience. Yeah, very weird. Now, there's one other article I want to look at here real quick before we finish up. So the last article we're looking at comes from anomalium.com. It says, a Florida resident was astonished when his doorbell camera recorded a mysterious object with three lights forming a triangle in the dark sky. The remarkable footage was taken on March 17th at a home in Sunrise, a suburb of Fort Lauderdale. The video shows the object slowly moving across the sky from left to right, with no sound or visible trail. The three lights seem to be attached to a solid structure that blocks out the stars behind it. That's important. If you're trying to identify these things, if you can't see the stars behind something and, you know, the night's fairly clear or whatever, then you can assume that it's a solid object blocking out the starlight. That's what's so important about the sighting that happened in Phoenix, Arizona back in 1997. A lot of people try to claim that those were helicopters or flares or whatever. But if you heard from the eyewitnesses, they all said the same thing, that this thing was blocking out the starlight. It says a homeowner who wished to remain anonymous said he was not at home when the incident occurred, but he received a notification on his phone from his smart cam app. That's interesting that it would set off his smart cam. I didn't know they were that sensitive. It would be nice if this guy would come forward, but I can kind of understand why he maybe doesn't want the attention. He said he was shocked and puzzled by what he saw on the screen. He shared the video with his friends and family, but no one could explain what it was. He also contacted a UFO researcher, Scott C. Waring, who analyzed the footage and confirmed that it was not a hoax or a glitch. So I suppose that's why the sighting occurred on the 17th, and then we didn't really have a lot of information on it until the 23rd. That makes sense. Well, it's nice. I'm glad that he got that out there to Mr. Waring, at least. The researcher said the object was most likely a triangular UFO, a type of craft that has been reported by many witnesses around the world. Waring said that triangular UFOs are often associated with advanced technology and military projects, but their true origin and purpose are still a mystery. I have to agree with that 100%. You know, I think we assume that these things are some sort of top secret high-tech military because a lot of times they're small enough that they do look like a fighter plane, but, you know, we don't know. And this one here, you can watch this video. I'm going to put like three different links on here, and they all have the links, and some have some pretty good still pictures of this thing. I can't tell if it's a solid object or if it's just three orbs in formation. But it looks, if it's a solid object, it looks to me like it's pretty good size, or else it's very, very close to the ground. Because you can look at the object, you can see the trees in the foreground, and just compare the size of it. Like I said, it's either very close or it's very large. And then it just has a little, it has some credits at the bottom of the article. Either way, a fascinating video. I think it's awesome that people film these things and send them in. And kudos to Scott Waring for getting this thing posted on YouTube. I wish that every time somebody caught one of these things on a Ring camera, a doorbell camera, or whatever, that they would just take the time to post it on YouTube or send it to somebody where they think could put it up for them. Eventually, we'll get disclosure, but it won't be with the help of the government. It'll be with the help of each other. And that's how we solve this thing, is through crowdsourcing our own disclosure. We don't need to crowdsource the government's disclosure. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over now.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.